It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Welcome to Border Crossings and our live one-hour request show. And we are here on the Voice of America coming at you from Washington, D.C. If you'd like to join the program, you can call 202-619-2077, our studio number. And Vince is here to answer your calls and take your requests and register you for our Grammy Nominees 2018 CD giveaway that goes on throughout the month of January. We start off today's show with some sad news. Yesterday, an Irish singer who has been on Border Crossings and has been on the charts many, many times with her band, the Cranberries, died suddenly in London. And I'm referring to Dolores O'Riordan, who at age 46 passed away without any explanation at this point. We don't know the cause of death. We don't know what happened. The only statement made by her publicist was that no further details are available at this time. And her family members are devastated at the heartbreaking news and request privacy at this very difficult time, which is understandable. As we enter the new year, the first loss of life in the music industry. At age 46, Dolores O'Riordan. Here she is with one of the biggest hits from the Cranberries collection. This one's called Linger on Border Crossings.
Thank you.
Corner Crossings Cranberries, and that's called Linger. And December 20th, Dolores O'Riordan posted a message on the band's Facebook page, feeling good. I did my first bit of giggling in months over the weekend, performed a few songs at the Billboard Annual Staff Holiday Party in New York with the house band, really enjoyed it. Happy Christmas to all the fans. I love you, Dolores. And this morning, Dolores's longtime friend said in a statement that she sounded full of life and was joking around hours before the news of her death came out. Dan Waite, who is the managing director of the record label she was on, 117 International, said that she left a voicemail on his phone on a Monday from London ahead of a recording session. She was there to record. And the message stated that she loved Bad Wolves' version of Zombie. And she was looking forward to getting together in the studio and recording some vocals. He said that she sounded full of life and was joking and excited to see me and my wife this week. The news of her passing is devastating. And my thoughts are with Don, her ex-husband, her children, and with her mother. Dolores O'Riordan was found dead and unresponsive in her hotel room. And so far, the authorities say there is no suspicion of foul play. But they don't know the cause of death at this moment in time. Dolores O'Riordan, dead at age 46. Rest in peace. This is Border Crossings. I'm Larry London. Here's a request from Saidu Bangura. And he requested a song from Kygo with Selena Gomez called It Ain't Me.
I had a dream, we were sipping whiskey neat, highest floor of the Bowery, and I was high enough. Somewhere along the lines, we stopped seeing eye to eye. You were staying out all night, and I had enough. No, I don't wanna know where you've been or where you're going, but I know I won't be home, and you'll be on your own.
I believe that one day I will be where I was, right there, right next to you. And it's hard, the day just seems so dark. The moon and the stars are nothing without you. Your touch, your skin, where do I begin? No words can explain the way I'm missing you tonight. This emptiness, this hole that I'm inside. These tears, they tell their own story. Told me not to cry when you were gone. But the feeling's overwhelming. It's much too strong. Can I lay by your side next to you? Take care of you. Now don't want to be here if I can't be with you tonight. I'm reaching out to you. Can you hear my call? This hurt. Missing you like crazy.
Crossings. You know that guy's voice. That's Sam Smith. And that is a request from Elsie Yah in Ghana. That's called Lay Me Down from Sam Smith. And here's some interesting news if you're a Sam Smith fan. Might be a little disappointed to hear this news. Sam Smith did not receive a single Brit Award nomination, despite having one of the year's biggest released albums in the UK, The Thrill of It All, still did not get a single nomination. The Brit Awards are the equivalent in London of the Grammys. The show is at the O2 Arena in London on February 21st. However, Sam, being the good sport he is, said that he's still performing at the Brit Awards and sent out a message to his fans on Twitter saying, "Congratulations to all the Brit nominees. I can't wait to perform on the night, which is not long from now." So being a good sport, he's still going to go through with the performance. And by the way, speaking of the Brits, history was made this year. Dua Lipa is nominated for 5 Brit Awards, and no female has ever been nominated for 5 Brit Awards in one night. So congratulations to Dua Lipa. The show is February 21st, and here at Border Crossings and VOA1, we will, of course, keep you up to date with all of the Award winners that evening. I want to say hello to a bunch of folks who are with us on Border Crossings on our Facebook page. Christian Irakunda, Nizaramba, Karuna Kantapal, Justin Wenna, Yabisira Solomon, Bijan Adams, Ziv Diego, Clementine, Robert Quist, Kwabena Yeboa, Fundiswa Sithol, Alexander Skanik, Praise Oba, Koskoso Lewin, Ismail Shaheem, Fred Lunan Dismento, Minal Gesmu Salasi, Cletus Clarks, Joshua Bo, Ibrahim Unaler, Adu Kerireme, Michael Havana Yesil Kair, Vincent Maloba, Naka Emanuels, and Donna Pever, Brian Cabasso, Ephraim Marawi, Naka Emanuels, Mawaka Malambo. Thank you all for going to facebook.com/VOA Larry London. I also got a beautiful letter, actually a card, in the mail from Richard Jackson, who listens in Honolulu, Hawaii. Shaka bra, Richard, if you're heading out on a surfboard out in the water for a little surfing. He sent me his photo, and he's got his USO hat on and his Michigan State Police jacket on, looking very dapper. So thank you for sending me a photo. He said that he was born and raised in Saginaw, and he was a reporter for a newspaper there, the Saginaw News, from 1966 to 1976. And he said, I've also written two songs and a book, and I now live in Honolulu, Hawaii, after 25 years of federal service. So thank you, Richard, for your kind words and for your photo and your letter from Hawaii. You're a lucky guy. I wish I could live in Hawaii. Here's a request from Fishmoni Abba, and this is for Justin Bieber on Border Crossings. There's been a report in the news that Selena Gomez's mom disapproves of Selena and Justin being back together again. Selena recently said that's fake news. Just gossip.
Feeling like I'm breathing my last breath. Feeling like I'm walking my last steps. Look at all of these tears I've wept. Look at all the promises that I've kept. I put my all into your hands. Here's my soul to keep. I let you in with all that I can. You're not hard to reach, and you bless me with the best gift that I've ever known. You give me purpose. Yeah, you've given me purpose. Thinking my journey's come to an end. Sending out a farewell to my friends. Far in a peace. Ask you to forgive me for my sins. Oh, would you please? I'm more than grateful for the time we spent. My spirit's at ease. I put my heart into your hands. Learn the lessons you teach. No matter when, wherever I am, you're not hard to reach. And you've given me the best gift that I've ever known. You give me purpose. Every day, you give me purpose. In every way, oh, you are my everything. Oh, you are my everything.
I don't know if this is wrong because someone else is telling me that it's wrong, but I feel this, so let me just, like, try my best not to let this happen again. We weren't necessarily put in the best position to make the best decisions. You can't be hard on yourself for it. These were the cards that you were given. So you have to understand that these, like, that's not who you are. You know you're trying to be the best you can be, but that's all you can do. If you don't give it all you got, you're only cheating yourself. Give it all you got. But if it ends up happening, it ends up happening. That's what's happening with me. It's like, God, I'm giving it all I got. Sometimes I'm weak and I'm going to do it. And it's like, I'm not giving myself grace. I'm just like understanding that's just how it is.
Border Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
Thank you.
Crossings, Bob Marley for Isaiah, and Isaiah is in Ghana listening. That's called Stir It Up, and it's for all the folks who tune in Ghana to 98.1 FM. Bob Marley died at age 36 in 1981, and Forbes magazine puts out an annual list of celebrities who have passed on and how much every year they earn. And last year in 2017, Bob Marley's royalties and his name and the sale of T-shirts and things like that in Bob Marley's name earned a total of, where's that amount? It is $23 million last year. Even in death, his memory, his music, still very popular. $23 million. And they do this every year. Now, there's a guy that that owned Island Records that signed Bob Marley in 1972. And his name is Chris Blackwell. He's 80 years old. He's retired. He's a multimillionaire. And he just signed a $50 million deal with Primary Wave Publishing out of New York to get some of the rights to Bob Marley's sales. So that's how well Bob Marley's music is doing. And that's the kind of confidence that a guy who once formed Island Records has in the name, Bob Marley, and the music from the reggae legend. I'm Larry London. You've got Border Crossings. I want to say hello to Esther Voss, Ishmael Kanu, Harry Jordan, Anthony Roberts, Vincent Maloba. They all checked in at facebook.com/VOA Larry London. We're easing back into things here. Yesterday's show was great. I really enjoyed Samantha Fish. And thank you, Vince, for putting the show together. She was very interesting, very entertaining, and sounded a little bit like Amy Winehouse. Kind of, I heard some, you know, Bonnie Raitt in there, the blues, and I also heard Amy Winehouse. So I really enjoyed Samantha. She's just in her 20s, and she's had 5 albums out, and it was a pleasure to have her on the show yesterday. So thank you to the team for putting the show together on Martin Luther King Day, which we were off work. That was pre-recorded. And now we're back in the studio. We'll be giving away the Grammy CD within the second half of the show. We've also got Ray McDonald coming in for Chart Chat. It's been a while since we've spoken with Ray, but he'll be here in just a little while. Right now, we have a request for Christia Ruther Kalisa. And this is Tracy Chapman. And this is a song called Crossroads, right here on Border Crossings.
Like you own my life. You never made a sacrifice. Demons err on my trail. Standing at the crossroads of hell. I look to the left, I look to the right. Hands that grab me on every side. Like I got my prize, which I'll sell, that is mine. Think money rules and all else fails. Go sell your soul, keep your shell. I'm trying to protect what I keep inside. All the reasons why I live my life. Thank you. walking mad. You fool your life, conjuring a thief. Try to tell you what you want, try to tell you what you need.
It's Border Crossings on VOA 1.
Fall in love with me, 'cause you might fuck around and find your dreams come true. with me.
Spent all your time and your money just to find out that my love was free. So don't act like it's a bad thing to fall in love.
All right, this is Border Crossings, and that is Justin Timberlake. Not a bad thing. Monica in Kuwait phoned us up and asked us to play that song. February 2nd, Justin's new album, Man of the Woods, comes out, which features several different guest appearances, including a longtime collaborator, Timbaland, and he's been talking about that. Of course, that's 2 days before Justin will perform the halftime show at the big Super Bowl in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And on the 4th, not only the Super Bowl, but during the day, apparently, Justin is going to be at Paisley Park, which is Prince's old home, and he's going to be doing a listening party for his new album. And some of Prince's fans are a little bit on edge about that, think that that's not appropriate, you know.
Justin and the R&B community have sort of a fraught relationship.
Yes. He's lost a little, you know, of the glimmer in his career. I mean, you know, music, he hasn't had a new song out for a while.
Well, I mean, it dates back to, I think, the 2004 Super Bowl when he was with Janet Jackson and she had her wardrobe malfunction. And the perception was that Justin kind of threw her under the bus for that.
Yes. And there's also, of course, talk about the fact that when Justin was seen at the Golden Globes not too long ago, he was supporting the big Me Too movement. And now comes word that he himself was the target of a sexual assault claim filed by a former manager of his New York restaurant, Southern Hospitality. Allison McDaniel sued him and his business back in 2009. So there you go. His hands aren't totally clean either. But we welcome you to Border Crossings. Thank you very much for joining our show. I'm Larry, and you can probably recognize Ray McDonald, who's back.
Yeah, yeah. And I brought a big one today, a big song, a big hit, The Big Kahuna.
The Big Kahuna.
It's Ed Sheeran and Beyonce with Perfect. This is the only song I have for you today, but it is number one on several charts. It's number one on the Hot 100 for a fifth straight week. We haven't talked about Beyonce in detail in a while, and we will catch up with both of them after Perfect.
I found a love for me. Well, darling, just dive right in and follow my lead. Well, I found a girl, beautiful and sweet. Well, I never knew you were the someone waiting for me. 'Cause we were just kids when we fell in love, not knowing what it was. I will not give you up this time. Well, darling, just kiss me slow. Your heart is all I own, and in your eyes, you're holding mine. Baby, I'm dancing in the dark with you between my arms, barefoot on the grass, listening to our favorite song. When you said you looked a mess, I whispered underneath my breath, but you heard it. Darling, you look perfect tonight.
Well, I found a man stronger than anyone I know. Shares my dreams. I hope that someday we'll share our home. I found love to carry more than just my secrets, to carry love, to carry children of our own. We are still kids, but we're so in love, fighting against all odds. I know we'll be alright this time. Darling, just hold my hand. Be your girl, you'll be my man. And I see my future in your eyes. Well, baby, I'm dancing in the dark with you between my arms, barefoot on the grass, while listening to our favorite song. When I saw you in that dress, looking so beautiful, I don't deserve this. Darling, you look perfect tonight. No, no, no. Baby, I'm dancing in the dark with you between my arms, barefoot on the grass, while listening to our favorite song. I have faith in what I see. Now I know I have met an angel in person. She looks perfect. I don't deserve it. You look perfect tonight.
Ed Sheeran and Beyonce with Perfect, number one on the Billboard Hot 100 for a fifth week. It's also the most heard song on U.S. radio. It's number one on the radio songs chart. And this song has been very good for Beyonce because it's put her back in the pop limelight. This is her sixth career number one on the radio songs chart. It's her first since Single Ladies way back in 2009. Now, of course, Beyonce's last two albums have been critical blockbusters. They've won a lot of awards. But she's really not a pop artist anymore. You really can't call Beyonce a pop artist. Her ambitions are bigger than that. But having said that, this was a very smart move of Beyonce to hook up with Ed to do Perfect, because it is a huge pop hit. Beyonce is going to headline the Coachella Festival in April, along with Eminem and The Weeknd. And you might remember that last year she was scheduled to headline. She had to withdraw because she was pregnant with her twins. She will perform on April 14th and 21st. The Coachella Festival runs for two successive weekends in Southern California. These are the only dates on Beyonce's current schedule. As for Ed, he'll appear on February 21st at the Brit Awards in London. Ed and Dua Lipa are the leading Brit Award nominees. Starting in March, he'll be in Australia and New Zealand for an entire month. He has a whole slate of gigs planned for down there. He loves going down to Australia and New Zealand. He's spoken about possibly living in New Zealand. And it turns out that Ed loves something else: tomato ketchup. The London Sun reports, this is the London Sun, so take it with a grain of salt, but Ed loves ketchup, and he has an assistant who carries a bottle of ketchup with him wherever he goes, because when he eats at these high-end restaurants, you know, he's a big star, he eats at the high-end restaurants, and a lot of them don't carry ketchup because it's seen as, kind of pedestrian and common. So Ed can just say, give me my ketchup bottle, and he can just bypass all of that hoo-ha. So, Ed Sheeran and Beyonce, number one for a fifth week with Perfect.
And that's a request, by the way. Harry Jordan, Met Shafi in Ethiopia wanted to hear that song. So there you go. We took care of a request at the same time.
And that's it. That's what I got for you.
That's it.
That's it.
One song. All right.
I just gave you one, but it was a big one.
It was a big one. It takes up as much space as two.
That's right.
All right. This is Border Crossings, and we're going to continue with requests. I want to say hello to Laman Abdul Ture, Enoch Bempong, Wayne Svara, Clifford Malima, who's in Zimbabwe, James Patrick Alpha. Thank you all for listening. This is Post Malone. I saw him on the weekend on the TV show that I was talking about last week, Ghost Adventures, on the Travel Channel, and he got scared. He was chasing after ghosts on the TV show. It's kind of cool to watch. Post Malone for Robert Quist. And this is Rockstar.
I've been popping, popping, man, I feel just like a rock star. All my brothers got that gas and they always be smoking like a rock star. When we call up on no and show up, man, them the shot toss. When my
homies pull up on your block, they make that thing go grata-ta-ta. Hey, hey, switch my whip, came back in black, I'm starting saying rest in peace to Banska. Hey, close that door, we blowing smoke, she asked me light a fire like I'm awesome. Hey, act a fool on stage, probably leave my show in a cop car. Hey, it was legendary, threw a TV out the window of the montage. I've been popping, man, I feel just like a rock star. All my brothers got that gas and they always be smoking like a rock star. When we call up on no and show up, man, them the shot toss. When my homies pull up on your block, they make that thing go grata-ta-ta.
I've been in the hills, superstars feeling like a pop star. Drinking Henny bad, jumping in the pool and I ain't got on no bra. Hit her front or back, pulling on the tracks and now she screaming out no more. They like Savage, why you got a 12-car garage and you only got 6 cars? I ain't with the cake and how you kiss that. Your wifey say I'm looking like a whole snap. Green honey's in my safe, I got old racks. LA is always asking where the. Yeah. Living like a rock star, smash out on a cop car, sweeter than a pop tart. You know you are not hard. I done made the hot chart. Remember I used to chop hard. Living like a rock star, I'm living like a rock star.
I've been popping, man, I feel just like a rock star. All my brothers got that gas and they always be smoking like a rock star. When we call up on no. Can't show up, man, them the shot toss. When my homies pull up on your block, they make that thing go grata-ta-ta.
Border Crossings, his real name is Austin Post. Post Malone, and that's Rockstar with 21 Savage. I'm Larry London. Time now for our CD giveaway. Yes, we've got that big old Grammy CD we've been giving away all throughout the month of January. It's got the big nominees, Bruno Mars, Kelly Clarkson, Khalid, Kesha, Chris Stapleton, Pink, Zedd. They're all on this. 21 Grammy-nominated songs. Today, our lucky listener of the day, the winner of this CD is Andre in South Africa. Congratulations, Andre, in South Africa. You are the winner. Just let us know where to mail this CD to, and we'll get it off in the mail. Here's your request for Calvin Harris and Ellie Goulding, Outside, for Andre on Border Crossings.
Look at what you've done. You do now every other day I'll be watching you. Oh, oh, oh.
Crossings, Calvin Harris, and a little help from Ellie Goulding. That's called The Outside. Andre requested that song. Ellie posted some photos from a recording studio saying that new music is coming out in 2018. She promises that her fans will get the fourth album. The last album, Delirium, was out in 2015. Thank you so much for listening to Border Crossings. And we're off to a great start. We'll be back tomorrow at 1500 Universal with more requests and dedications. Thanks to Wagner Engineer, Vince, our director, and thanks to you for tuning in. I'm Larry London. Border Crossings is heard on the VOA1 Music Network.